Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to be with you and glad to have a very cool and interesting guest with me in the studio today, actually. A repeat offender,
yes.
If you will, Dr.
Yes,
Laura Yard. Look, she can't wait. She's ready to talk.
I can't wait.
She's ready to talk. Can't even get through the intro. Dr. Laura Yard. Listen, this is a lady who's on a mission. You have the Port Orange Center for Anti-Aging Medicine, and we have a very interesting topic to get into, prescription drug use in Volusia County, the state, the country, the world. I know there's enormous financial impact. I want to get into that, but real quick, before we do that, give my listeners a real quick rundown or a little bit about your background so they know where you're coming from and some of the things we're going to talk about on today's program.
You know, I started out, I got out of my training from Thomas Jefferson, Philadelphia. I was an anesthesiologist, but I had done formal training in pain management. So for a good part of my career, I've done interventional pain management. When I got out in 1995, we were taught that if somebody had chronic pain, you couldn't get addicted to narcotics. But let's fast forward to 2000.
Mm.
Boy, did that change. And we started seeing things happen to patients, especially those that were being prescribed oxycodone. And that's
what happened to them?
Well, what I found out later was, you know, because I could tell in my practice, these people responded differently than to any other narcotic. And I was like, what is it? Why are they becoming so dependent on this one particular narcotic as opposed to morphine, Dilaudid, you know, so whatever. And I later found out it was the most similar to synthetic heroin.
Mm.
Now, let me tell you something. Pharmaceutical companies knew this way, way back and continued to produce oxycodone and OxyContin. Their OxyContin sales in 2011 was $2.8 billion.
That's big business.
It's big business, and OxyContin is the sustained release, the long-acting oxycodone. This is not including the sales for oxycodone.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, you know, the obvious question here is a couple statements and a question. This costs our society a lot.
I can't even tell you. I mean, I'm sure we're in the trillions.
Yeah, it costs us a lot, mm-hmm. both in terms of just the expenditure, the use of resources, mm-hmm. the regulation, mm-hmm. the impact on people's productivities if they're working. I mean, there's so many ways that this impacts, and the financial impact I only can imagine is enormous. I mean, it's right here in Volusia County.
Yeah, and let's get down to what drug addiction is. Drug addiction is a brain disease. Until we start viewing it as a brain disease, we're not going to make any progress.
So what you're saying, Dr. Yard, is that if you have two people, one has this disease, so to speak, mm-hmm. and one who doesn't, they take the same medication, it affects one differently, or
correct.
One's more susceptible to
exactly.
becoming addicted?
And it's probably genetic susceptibility. At least 30% of the population's at risk for any type of addiction.
Is that why we see that with alcoholism and other?
Shopping, gambling, sex, whatever. It's the same type of addiction that drives the behavior. What is so disturbing about the drug addiction that we're seeing is now it's more prescription drugs. In 2010, 2.5 million people worldwide died from alcohol-related use. Now, beyond 2010, it's now prescription drug abuse worldwide.
Amazing. If you're just joining us, Dr. Laura Yard is with us. She has the Port Orange Center for Anti-Aging Medicine. And we're going to talk more about what you do when we get back, because
okay.
I know it's a lot of preventive work that you do. The telephone number to reach Dr. Yard is 386, local number here in our Volusia, east coast of Florida, 322-3505, 322-3505. Quick break. We'll be right back with Dr. Yard.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we're back. We kept right on talking over the break with Dr. Yard. Dr. Laura Yard is with me, Port Orange Center for Anti-Aging Medicine, 386-322-3505, You got a website they can go and take a look at as well.
They can. And we are really making a transition more into preventative medicine. So the website will be changing.
Okay. But in the meantime, they can go and take a look.
Correct.
PortOrangeAntiAgingMedicine.com. Very good. Now, I was talking with Dr. Yard on the break, and I see sometimes people that I go, you know, I mean, they come in and meet with me, and sometimes I have behavior that's a little odd, mm-hmm. and I go, you know, something's not right there. What happened? And your hypothesis or your maybe a well-founded opinion is that they may be simply medicated.
Absolutely. What people don't understand is drug addicts are not the people just on the streets, you know, pushing a cart full of, you know, garbage. We're talking about nurses, we're talking about physicians, we're talking about pilots, we're talking about teachers. It does not discriminate. And people don't realize this. It does not discriminate. Doesn't matter your level of education. Mm. It has nothing to do with intelligence. Once you have that trigger, it can be innocently. You may have been prescribed pain medication. That then takes over for that susceptible person. It then hijacks your brain, your mind, your soul, and your heart. And I've had addicts tell me that's exactly what happens to them, because now there's a huge chemical change that occurs in the brain. And your brain is looking for that medicine, and that's all you can think about. And then it becomes just to feel normal and to keep from going in withdrawal, that's all they can think about when they get up in the morning, when they go to bed. And it has destroyed families. It is, you know, and these are people also that are working on your cars. They're making your food. And these are many, many people that end up in jail. And instead of treating as a disease, it's being treated as somebody that doesn't have willpower, or there must be something wrong with them that they can't just fight this.
But there is something wrong. You're saying it's a disease.
It's a disease.
So there is something wrong.
You know, when somebody is diagnosed with high blood pressure, we give them a medication to treat that high blood pressure. Well, drug addiction and addiction to narcotics is not any different. It becomes a brain disease. And there is something called Suboxone that can be used. It needs to be used properly. It's a tool in treatment. It's not something that was supposed to be used for the rest of somebody's life, but it is a tool that we have for treatment. And right now, treatment and education are the two keys to reducing the demand. The supply is not going to go away.
No, it's too lucrative. No way. Yeah, it's too lucrative and it's too readily available.
It's too readily available. And when you're talking about prescriptions, these are coming from pharmaceutical companies. These are guys that are making billions and billions of dollars. They're not going to go to jail for this. You're not going to know who they are. They wear suits and they're invisible. So how do you get to the point where you can start controlling it?
Well, you've got to treat the disease and the demand, not the supply.
Exactly. We're not going to get rid of the supply.
You know, the thing that occurs to me, Dr. Yard, is that a lot of people, as you say, a lot of folks that you wouldn't expect would have a problem with prescription drug use and other tools or things that they get into. These are just everyday people, mm-hmm. people that may be in a high place of regard or respect in the society.
Oh, absolutely.
And may have a lot of money.
Right.
Which also gives them access to things that other people might not. But I think that's curious or interesting to me is that they can be higher functioning. You might not be able to tell that this is going on. But I would also suspect that there are some signs, some symptoms or things that us other people would be able to pick up on.
You know, it depends. When people first get addicted, I think that they're more higher functioning. But after a while, you know, as opposed to alcoholism, you can have functioning alcoholics for a good part of their
decades.
Life. Yeah. Decades. This is a little bit different. People crash and burn faster. So what happens is you have people that maybe initially are functioning better, but then you start seeing them slip.
Okay.
And they end up, you know, losing their job. They lose their family. I have had one gentleman that lost millions of dollars because of his addiction. So, yes, they function for a period of long, for a period of time, but after a while, it becomes so consuming that they're no longer functioning.
Fascinating. Dr. Laura Yard's in the studio with us, ladies and gentlemen. 386-322-3505, Port Orange Center for Anti-Aging Medicine. Quick break. We'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
And we're back. Dr. Laura Yard has agreed to come back in the studio with me and talk more about some of the important issues related to our overall healthcare, well-being, and the subject today that we're getting into is prescription drug use, not only locally but around the country, and how much of an impact it's having on our society. And, you know, before the break, Dr. Yard, we were talking about how people can have these addictions and be using prescription drugs. It starts out innocently enough sometimes because it's related to an injury or whatever, surgery or something else, and then they just get their brain chemistry changes and they get hooked, and then it becomes all about the drug. And you know, the thing that obviously that kind of jumps in my mind, and I'm sure for our listeners, is if we, what are some of the, give me some obvious symptoms or signals that might, we might be able to pick up on and say, this person that I care about has something that maybe they need help with, and then maybe to somehow get them some guidance, maybe by calling your office or doing something to intervene or to, you know, direct them. So are there some things that we could be on the lookout for that might be warning signs?
Initially, I think it's becomes that you start seeing mood changes because, again, there is a chemical aspect to this. Depression and anxiety are very common. With you may see mood change. Then you may see that they're not functioning as well. Sometimes, a lot of times, these people try to hide their addiction. You don't know that they're going to see a certain doctor.
Okay.
So many one of the, if you have a family member that is going off to see a physician and you've got insurance, but they're kind of going off the grid, you know.
It's a warning sign.
It's a warning sign, definitely. But mood changes, decreased functioning.
Irrational.
And also, these people think that they are speaking so clearly and behaving so clearly in their mind. But they're not. And once they go into recovery, they go, what was I thinking? I thought I was, you know, performing so well. I was functioning so well. And they said, I made mistake after mistake after
mistake. So they become a bit deluded.
Oh, very deluded. You know, they think they have more energy. They think their mind is clear. And it's just the opposite.
Wow.
They're making mistakes all the time.
But we could, because they want that drug that
it, the drug consumes them. And yeah. They had, and it's not a matter of willpower. I mean, I said to one of my patients, I said, it has nothing to do with willpower. Do you think physicians don't have willpower? You know, they went to undergraduate, medical school, residency.
That's willpower.
That's willpower. They get addicted. Do you think that they don't have willpower? Of course they have willpower.
So this is why.
This is beyond willpower.
This is beyond willpower. It's a disease.
It's a disease.
And that's why some people could, you know, pick something up and say alcohol, drink two or three drinks, and then not drink for a month.
Exactly.
And then the other person, though, that is affected might then be, no, they're in.
Yeah. And oxycodone, it only takes one time.
Wow.
One time. I've had multiple patients that told me, if someone had told me that oxycodone was like synthetic heroin, I wouldn't have touched it. But you've got to
get the warning.
You've got to get the word out, and physicians need to be educated.
Why isn't there that warning? Why isn't it more, look, you're going to sign this form for me today, the doctor prescribing, you're going to sign this form that says, look, this is like synthetic heroin.
Because a lot of physicians don't know it.
Mm. Well, what about the pharmacy? Is there some way to,
you know, the pharma,
or are they part of the problem?
That they are, a lot of the pharmacists are very misguided. And, you know, remember, these are prescription medications. Don't forget that.
That's true.
Now, you get them off the street, But these are still were originally prescribed medications.
Hmm.
So it's a very, this is a very complex problem.
And you went through a quick list of some of the other drugs that are problematic. What were some of the others besides? Because I want to make sure people know the names of these, not just the Oxycontin or Codeine, some of the others.
Well, Xanax is also prescribed medication. Yeah. It's a benzodiazepine, and it's usually associated with the, you know, the deaths. You know, and when you're talking about, I've got, you know, this report in front of me. It's a 2011 report. It's drugs identified in deceased persons by Florida medical examiners. And, you know, a majority of the overdoses, Xanax is also a part it's one of the drugs that's also included in the overdose.
Xanax. Okay. And that's antidepressant?
It's an anti-anxiety medication that is overly prescribed.
Really?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Very revealing. I mean, this is amazing stuff. Dr. Laura Yard's in the studio with us. Her telephone number is 386-322-3505, and the website is PortOrangeAntiAgingMedicine.com. One more quick break, and we'll be right back.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week, I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
And we are back with Dr. Laura Yard. Okay, the question, big question here, Dr. Yard, is what's next? What's the prognosis? What can we do about these problems? And not only on an individual intervening basis, but, you know, from a societal standpoint, you know, where is all this headed and what can we do about it? I mean, we got generations coming up behind us here.
People have got to understand that this is a real problem, that it does affect them directly. Maybe not now, but it will. Number two, what's happening is it's the first time we're going to probably start having to take care of people younger than we are because they're going to have to be institutionalized because of the drug abuse and the brain damage that goes with it. So we're going to be, instead of them taking care of us, we're going to be taking care of them. That is really, really disturbing.
Well, and the damage, you know, once somebody gets off of these drugs, there still can be permanent damage?
There can be, and it takes about 7 to 10 years for the brain to normalize.
Wow.
Yeah. So what do you do about it? You have to be proactive. We can't depend on the government to help us because there's too much money related to this.
Well, I thought we have a whole new healthcare law and everything else is going to do.
Have you heard anything about? I mean, my question is: have we made an inroad in our drug addiction? No. Are we going to? No. Not until people start taking notice and start taking responsibility and contacting our congressmen and trying to figure out what they can do, because it's going to have to be a grassroots effort. And my analogy is, AIDS didn't get the attention until you started getting the public demanding money. Because once the government gets involved, it's red tape and it's inefficient. We need people that are going to think outside the box.
Well, yeah, because, and you said what, it's 30% or so?
At least.
At least.
They're susceptible.
They're susceptible to these kinds of things. That's a big number.
It's a huge number.
What is that, 60 million people?
Oh, who knows?
Just the United States?
You know, yeah. And remember, you know, and again, the worldwide deaths now, it's exceeding alcohol-related deaths.
And this is not just, you know, your middle-aged person. This can be something for somebody who is a senior.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of drug use among seniors that people kind of have this image of seniors as being, you know, kind of tame or, I don't know, more better behaving, if you will, you know, and there's a lot of things that go on that people don't realize with drug use and other things among seniors. And then, of course, at the opposite end, which is where I'm, and you are, I'm sure as well, very concerned about the younger generation kids coming up and these things, everything being so available and the World Wide Web and just everything is everywhere and is
now. And remember, kids that are the teenagers are really susceptible because their brain doesn't develop fully until they're 20. So the younger...
My wife said not until 45 because I'm 44.
Oh, well, she might be right. I don't know.
I'm still working on it.
But the bottom line is the sooner they start using these drugs, the worse the prognosis. And who I look at as the most susceptible right now is the teenagers, high school, middle school.
Middle school.
Through I'd say early 40s. That's where I'm seeing the biggest group of people being affected, and many, many, many deaths in this area.
Now, if somebody needs help, what do they do? What's their first step?
What I would do is, you know, I would ask them to call us. I am going to hopefully be working with somebody by the name of Joe Bratt. He's an interventionist that's been featured on HBO.
Excellent.
The man is on a mission, and we are going to try to band together and figure out what can we do to bring effective treatment and education to this area.
You got to have both. You need the education, not only to make people aware of the problems, but also that there are solutions. And then you need, obviously, the treatment protocols and strategies
that work,
including some, you know, some of this transitional medication that people can do to help them through
this. Such as Suboxone.
Because you've got to stabilize the brain.
You have to. And you've got to give people tools. You can't just discharge them from jail and expect that everything is going to be okay. They're going to go right back and do the same thing over again because they are addicted.
Because and I'm sure you can speak to this, the urge is so powerful.
Oh, it takes over everything in their life. They lose their children. They lose their spouse. They lose their home. They lose everything.
All those things just become second or third place to this drug.
And I'm going to end with, there's nobody that ever grew up and said, I wanted to be an addict.
Good point.
No one ever said, I want to be an addict.
Excellent way to end. Dr. Laura Yard, 386-322-3505, and the website is PortOrangeAntiAgingMedicine.com. Give her a call. Visit the website. Dr. Yard, thank you for being on the program.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at RealMoneyRadio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.